When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 16. Dazha hao, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese. Wo shi ma ke.
Dazha hao, wo shi Crystal. Huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese.
Heng gao xing he dazha yi qi xue xi zhong wen.
很好.
You didn't correct me.
一起.
Yeah, that's always the one I get wrong. We're delighted to be here helping you learn some Chinese. Of course, I'm delighted Crystal is here helping me learn some Chinese. And we hope that you're enjoying this course. I should say that if you are enjoying the course, then please do consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It would be great to hear what you think of Coffee Break Chinese. And of course, that also helps other people discover the course. Now, Crystal, what are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about a very popular topic, shopping.
Shopping, something very important for anyone visiting a Chinese-speaking place. Okay, 准备好了吗?
准备好啦,开始吧!
Now, just before we get started, you may be thinking, okay, what about the time topic? Because we started talking about time just at the end of last lesson, but we are going to come back to time in a later lesson. Probably next time round, we'll come back to time because we're talking about some information and finding out information, but we'll definitely come back to time. Don't worry about that. Perhaps just before we get started, we should do a little bit of review of what we learned last time. So, Crystal, can you give us maybe a sentence to translate from Chinese into English first?
Okay. 今天是6月21号,星期三.
Okay, let's hear that one more time.
今天是6月21号. 星期三.
Okay, I think there you're saying 今天是, so that's today is 六月, that's the sixth month, so June. 二十一, which would be the 21st. Mm-hmm. And then you said, how? Mm-hmm. And then I guess you said the day as well, which would be 星期三, Wednesday.
对.
Of course, the day of the publication of this lesson, Wednesday the 21st of June. Okay. Right, let's give us a translation from English into Chinese.
My birthday is 8th of August 2008.
All the eights, okay. Mm-hmm. So my birthday is the 8th of August 2008. Let's try that. So we start with the year. 我的生日是2008年. Mm-hmm. Then would it be 8月8号?
Yeah, 八 first tone.
八月八号. Okay, I was making it fourth tone, wasn't I?
Yes, slightly.
Yeah, sorry. So, 我的生日是2008年8月8号.
Perfect.
Okay, right, it's time now to move on to the main topic for this lesson. As we said earlier, it's shopping. So, let's begin by focusing on the word for a shop. What is a shop in Mandarin?
商店.
Oh, now that seems familiar. I think we've spoken about that before. So let's hear it one more time.
商店.
商店. Mm-hmm. Can you remind us of the different elements of that? What does the 商?
商 means business, mm-hmm, or commerce. 店 means shop.
Just like 饭店.
饭店, restaurant.
Restaurant. Okay, a rice shop, I think you said.
Rice shop.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so how would we talk about going shopping. What's the verb to go shopping?
Go wu.
Go wu.
In this case, go means to purchase. Wu means stuff or things.
Okay. Go wu.
But this is a very official written Chinese.
Right.
If it's a day-to-day Chinese or a Chinese, you see 买东西.
买东西.
买 means to buy. 东西, stuff.
Buy stuff, to buy things. Could I say, if I loved going shopping, could I say, 我爱买东西?
Uh-huh, 可以.
So I love going shopping. It's not something I really enjoy, I have to say. 我不爱买东西.
But your wife might.
Perhaps. Okay, now, I think you told us when we were looking at the word for the bill, that the bill was something to do with buying or selling.
Yeah, 买单.
买单. So what
buy,
is the...
To buy the bill.
Okay, so the 买 part is to buy, just like in 买东西. Okay, 买 then is to buy. What is to sell?
Similar, 卖.
Right, so what you're saying is that there's only the difference of tone between to buy and to sell. So you need to be really careful with this one. My, to buy, and my,
fourth tone,
to sell. Right.
So we put them together. My, my.
My, my.
Buy to sell, meaning trading.
Trading. My, my. Okay. All sounds good. So let's imagine the situation. I go into a shop in China. Perhaps it's a gift shop where I might want to buy some souvenirs or something like that. What would happen if I go in? Would I say, ni hao? And am I likely to be asked anything? Would the shopkeeper say, how can I help you or anything like that?
Yes, sometimes they just let you wander around a bit and then they ask, what would you like to buy? Yeah, so ni hao, ni 想要买什么?
Right, so we've got the 你 in there, you, and then you said something and then 买什么, so buy what?
Yeah.
Can you give us the other word there?
想要, 想 meaning want, 要 also meaning want, so what would you want to buy?
Right, that's that same 要 as in 我要. Cha. Okay, I want tea.
You can also say 我想要茶.
我想要. What are the tones?
想, third tone. 要, fourth tone.
我想要茶. But here the question was 你想要买什么? Let's hear it again.
你想要买什么?
Right, so I walk into a shop. I say 你好, and you say
你想要买什么?
What do you want to buy, or what would you like to buy? Okay, I could say I want to buy this. I guess if we could lift something up. So this is that got something to do with 这? Because
对,
we said
这里, 这是, yeah. So in this case, you can say 这个.
个.
Ge is the measure word for a lot of things. You can use ge.
So 这个, this thing.
Yeah.
Right. So could I say then, 我想要买这个.
可以.
I would like to buy this. If it were a cup, some kind of decorative cup, could I say, 我想要买
这杯。这个杯子.
Oh, okay, it wasn't as easy as I thought. So when it's not a measure word, something different happens.
So this cup,
yeah?
So this in Chinese, 这个.
Right, it always stays 这个. Okay.
And then cup, 杯子.
杯子. So when we said the measure word for cup, that was just 杯 on its own.
All right, okay.
You see where I'm going with this?
一杯咖啡.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this case, you're only talking about the cup itself. You're not talking about measure word for coffee.
Okay.
Yeah? So we're talking about the measure word for the cup.
Right. So,
so
that's
the measure
word
is 个 in this case. 这个杯子, this cup.
Because it's not a cup of cups.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Okay. I was trying to be too smart there, I think. Right. So let's go back to, I would like to buy this. 我想要买这个. But very often when I go into a shop, I don't really want to buy anything. I want to say, I'm just looking. How would I say, I'm just having a look. Don't bother me, basically.
So,
我只是看看. That sounds as if you're having a dance in the shop.
So, 看 meaning to see, yeah? 看看, see, see.
Right.
Okay.
And the other word was?
只是, only.
Only?
Yeah.
只是.
Or just.
只是. Let's hear it again.
只是.
It's that, it's the sound that's a little further forward in your mouth. 只是.
只是.
As opposed to 这, which is like this. 这个. So this time it's 只是. Let's hear it one more time.
只是.
只是. So I only see, see. 我只是看看.
非常好.
我只是看看. Right. Okay, if there's something that I do like the look of and I would like to buy it, I obviously would want to know how much it is if the price is not written on it. Would normally prices be written on items in a shop?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay. Mm. So if I wanted to ask how much is it, can I just use the phrase that we've learned before?
Yeah.
So that would be 多少钱?
多少钱?
多少钱? So how much is it? And of course, the shopkeeper would give me the price, but I may not understand it. So could I ask, can you write it down?
Mm-hmm. 请写下来.
Oh, we've learned that before.
Yes, we have.
请写下来.
Uh-huh.
So can you write it down? Okay, let's put this into a conversation. Let's try a conversation where I am going to buy that cup, a cup in an ornamental, what was it, 杯子?
杯子.
杯子. An ornamental cup in a souvenir shop. Mm-hmm. So I'll enter the shop and you can be the shopkeeper.
Okay.
你好.
你好, 请问想要买什么?
我只是看看.
没问题.
Okay, so I have a look around. Mm-hmm. 我想要买这个.
好的。 137块
请写下来
137
好的 给
谢谢
Okay, so did you work out what was happening there? Let's do the conversation again. 你好
你好 请问想要买什么?
我 只是看看
没问题
我想要买这个
好的 137块
请写下来
137
给
谢谢
Okay, so there I was looking around. First of all, I said, no, I'm just looking. I don't want to buy anything. I'm just looking. And the shopkeeper said, 没问题, no problem. Mm-hmm. Then I decided I wanted to buy this. 我想要买这个. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say what it was because I need to know too many items of vocabulary there. I know 杯子, but I didn't really know if it was a cup or a glass or an earthenware pot or something like that. But then you gave me the price. Can we remind our listeners of the price?
137.
So that's 100. 137.
Mm-hmm.
137. I did ask you to write it down. Mm-hmm. 请写下来. And you wrote it down and then I gave you the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. After the break, we're going to be learning some words for the kind of things that you might want to buy, because it's always useful to be able to ask if a shop has a particular thing or indeed understand the words that are written or that are said to you in terms of the different things that you might want to buy in a shop. That's after the break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Coffee Break Chinese, and today we are working on going shopping, learning the words and phrases that you need to go shopping in a Chinese-speaking area. Okay, Crystal, we earlier learned the word for a cup, which was?
杯子.
杯子. But perhaps our listeners are more likely to be wanting to buy other things. I'm thinking, for example, of a postcard, something you always like to buy when you're on holiday, traveling in another area. So what is a postcard in Mandarin?
明信片.
明信片. So I would like to buy this postcard. Could I say 我想要这个明信片.
非常好.
Okay, so I would like to buy this postcard. 明信片. Now, what goes with a postcard? A stamp.
A stamp.
Okay, so a stamp would be
邮票.
邮票. I like that. 邮票. Okay, what other kind of things may we want to buy?
Newspaper.
A newspaper? Mm-hmm. If we're buying a Chinese newspaper, perhaps we may need to know a few more characters than we already know. What about, what is a newspaper, first of all?
报纸.
报纸. 报纸. So you've got a fourth and a third tone.
对.
报纸. And an English newspaper would be?
英文报纸.
That makes sense. 英文, so English. 报纸, an English newspaper.
Yeah.
Can I ask quickly, I think we've covered this before, but 英文, English. Have we come across 英语?
Yes, we have.
What's the difference?
文 is more like a written language.
Okay.
It's like a spoken language.
Well, that makes sense. If we're reading a newspaper, it would make sense to have that. 英文报纸.
Right.
What other kind of things? What about a book?
书.
Oh, I think we've come across that before. 书. I think we mentioned 书店.
Mm-hmm.
A bookstore.
对.
书店. So would an English language book be 英文书?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what else might we want to buy in a souvenir shop? A souvenir, perhaps?
Yeah, souvenir. 纪念品.
That reminds me of a postcard. It sounds very similar to me. Let's hear it again.
纪念品.
纪念品.
Mm-hmm.
And what was a postcard again?
明信片.
Oh, it's a little different.
Yeah.
明信片. But a souvenir was?
纪念品.
Okay, now perhaps if we're in a souvenir shop, we may also find the likes of a key ring.
钥匙圈.
钥匙圈. That's quite tricky. 钥匙圈. Are key rings popular as souvenirs in souvenir shops?
Yeah.
Okay, so 钥匙圈. And perhaps like a statue or something, a model type thing.
Yeah. 塑像.
塑像.
And of course, you have different materials, you know. Mm-hmm. So 塑像 is just a generic statue.
Okay.
You could have a ceramic one.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a metal one or a wooden one.
Wooden one, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But they're all the generic word there. We can use 塑像 for all of them.
塑像。
塑像。
对。
像。Okay. So if I wanted to buy this statue, 我想要这个塑像。
非常好。So what you're saying is that I want this statue. If you want to emphasize to buy.
I forgot the my.
Uh-huh.
我想要买这个塑像。
Yeah, both work anyway.
And if I wanted to sell the statue, just to double check this in my mind. 我想要买这个塑像。
非常好。
Okay, hopefully I'm not going to be going to China to sell my statues. That would be a completely different experience, I'm sure. But we are going to be buying these things as we go around shops. Crystal, can you think on anything else that we might need to buy in China?
Mm-hmm. A useful thing is adapter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like an adapter plug for our electrical devices.
Indeed.
That would be very useful. So how would you say that?
转换插头。
转换插头。
Uh-huh.
Quite tricky. Let's hear it one again.
转换 meaning to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 插头 is a plug.
Okay. 转换插头。
Mm-hmm.
转换插头。Okay, so I would like to buy an adapter plug.
Mm-hmm.
Could I say, 我想要买一个转
一个
一个 Okay, so 一 second tone and 个
fourth
tone there, or at least it's second tone because it's following on to 个一个转换插头。
我想要买一个转换插头。
I would like to buy an adapter plug. Right, I think it's time to put all of this language into our second conversation. Now, we've scripted a conversation here that involves one other element, and it's something that we've dealt with in some way before, but just to add in this additional material, can I pay by card?
So pay by card, 刷卡. Can I pay by card? 可以刷卡吗?
Right, I get the ma at the end is the question, mm-hmm. and the 可以, you've said before
can
that that's
I?
Can.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, so 可以, can, 刷卡.
Mm-hmm.
So all in there, in that one word,
pay
we've got
card.
Pay by card.
Yeah.
All right. 可以刷卡吗?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer would be?
可以.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Or you...
不可以.
不可以. So no, you can't. Okay. So what's cash if card is 刷卡?
现金.
现金.
现 meaning now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
金 means gold or money. So
okay.
Now money.
Now money.
Okay. Cash.
Cash or now gold. I like that. Okay. So... we're going to do this conversation. It's scripted, so I am going to do my best to be speaking as properly as I can in Chinese. One thing to mention is that there are two words in here that you're going to hear that we've not covered before, and I would like to see if you can work out what those two words mean. You'll hear them when we come to them, but hopefully you'll be able to tell from the context or guess from the context what they mean. Okay, so let's head to the souvenir shop. 早上好。
你好，请问想要买什么？
有明信片吗？
有的，在那儿。
谢谢。Okay, I found my postcards, but there's one other thing that I've not been able to find. 请问有转换插头吗？
有的，要几个？
两个。
给。
可以刷卡吗？
可以。
太棒了。
一共145块。
给。请给我一个袋子。
给。这是你的发票。
谢谢。
再见。
Okay, So those two words, I said when I gave over my card to pay, I also asked, 请给我一个袋子.
袋子 meaning a bag.
A bag, okay. And when the shopkeeper, otherwise known as Crystal, handed me over my things that I'd bought in the bag, she said,
okay.
And she added,
这是你的发票.
So the 发票 is the thing that you're given when you buy something in a shop, a very useful thing, particularly if you're traveling on business. The 发票 is the...
receipt.
The receipt. Okay. Let's listen again to the conversation and we will speed things up just a little this time. 早上好.
你好, 请问想要买什么?
有明信片吗?
有的, 在那儿。
谢谢。 请问... 有转换插头吗?
有的,要几个?
两个。给?
可以刷卡吗? 可以。太棒了。一共145块。给?
请给我一个袋子。给?
这是你的发票。谢谢。再见。
Okay, I've got my purchases. Just to summarise what happened in that conversation, we will go through it in full in our bonus episode. But to summarise what happened, I was looking for postcards and the shopkeeper said they're over there. 在哪儿? So I got my postcards. I then asked the question, do you have any 转换插头? And they are, of course, adapters.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you managed to pick up how many I needed. I needed 两个, which would be?
Two.
Okay, I paid by card, and then the total bill came to 145. That would be 145 kuai. Okay, as I say, we'll go through the whole of that conversation in our bonus episode. But for now, that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. As ever, you can access that bonus episode in which we'll go through the whole conversation, and that can be found over at coffeebreakchinese.com. Just click on the button or the link to access our premium version, which includes the bonus audio listening materials, also transcripts, and the all-important video, which shows all of the words and phrases with their pinyin and Chinese character equivalents. All of that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
If you're enjoying Coffee Break Chinese, we'd love it if you left us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know what you're enjoying learning, and that way we can make the course even better.
We are all about trying to make this the best course in Chinese that there is. Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese. Until then,
谢谢,再见。再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.